What's the shaila? The shaila is you a master of bias and you're dalek. Do you have to be baidik? Does the seicher have to be baidik to bias? Could you rely on the masker that the master did the yivur in the gemara? And if the masker didn't do dika, as then the chiyuv dika is chal al seicher. Frek the Rabbeinu David. Now, why is the chiyuv dika chal on the seicher? Hare, we were just patient in the gemara before that if he's mastered the yod dalid, the chiyuv is al masker libre. As if the masker either he did bdika or he didn't do bdika, but the chiyuv is on the masker. Why is the seicher mechuyev libre? Zog the Rabbeinu David, you see in our gemara a chiddush. That which we said, the chiyuv is al masker libre, that's only lechatchila, the chiyuv is first put on the masker. About ad kama, the masker doesn't do his bika, as then it's mutl ala seicher. And the loshim of the Rabbeinu David when he says it, it's not just when the masker doesn't do his bika. The loshim is when the masker is not there. When do we put the chiyuv on the seicher? When the masker didn't do it and he's not there. Kach is meduyik in the Rabbeinu David. It's taka big finish. But that's what's meduyik in the Rabbeinu David. That if the masker is still there, as l'chayr the Rabbeinu David means, the seicher could say, I'm not mechuyev, he's mechuyev to do big. It's not mutal alai. When did we put it on the seicher? Only when the masker is not there. And he didn't do the bdika. Kach is meduyik in the Rabbeinu David. Zog the Makor Chai in Zimin Tov Lamed Zayin. Sif Katan Gimel a big yisayin of Yisrael. In the sugya before we had a shayla. Is bdika al hamasker or is bdika al haseicher? You could have learned the shayla is who has a chayvus bdika. Is the chayvus bdika on the masker or not on the seicher? He says, Nivur and the Gemara over here, that Avada, there's a Chiyuv Dika on the Seicher. And Avada, there's a Chiyuv Dika on a Masker. Each one has a Chiyuv, a Mechayiv. What was the suffix in the Gemara before? Eze Mehem Adit. We don't have to be Mechayiv two people. We only have to be Mechayiv one. As which one do we put the Chiyuv on more, the Masker or the Seicher? Of an odd comma, one person is not doing his chiyuv, but then the chiyuv is on the other one. It wasn't a suffix before if we could be mechayiv. The suffix before was who we mechayiv more, but everyone has a mechayiv. That's what the Makor Chayim boys, and that's what's mavur in the Rabbeinu David. The Shmuel boys from the Iran, Shmuel Rizovsky. In the Chidushim, he doesn't have a Psachim, but in the Shir Klali's in the back, it has Shurim on the Daf, on Psachim. He buys from the Ran that the Ran is Chaylik on this Rabbeinu David. The Ran is actually not in the beginning of the Sugya. The Ran is at the end of the Sugya. To know why the Ran waited till the end to ask it and to handle it. But the Ran at the end of the Sugya, on a different angle of the Sugya, asked a question. And the Ran says that the Chayvus Dika of our Sugya on the Seicher is because the Gemara later on Daf Vav Amud Aleph says that if there's Chemsa Shel Goy in your house, you have to make a Mechitza. Because there's a Shah Hashem Yavoy La'achla. As this is Loi Gora from Chemsa Shel Goy. Ad Kander. Mavur in the Ran that Me'ikah the Dina the Seicher is Potter from. Now, Me'ikah the Dina, he's not Chay. Gurada, he could hold as a Makor Chay. But he holds Kiman Shechal ala Masker, Suloi Paka. The Chiyuv doesn't go off the Masker, the Chiyuv will not switch automatically to the Seicher. I, so what's pshat in the sugya? Why does the seicher have to do anything? Because there's a din, when you have chametz in your rishus, you gotta build a mechitza. As over here, you gotta build a mechitza. Thus, heine the ram. And this is a gewaldige chiddush. Nekuda number one. Where do we see there's a din mechitza? The Gemara on Daf Vav Amud Aleph is talking about you have chametz yaduah in your house. You have a piece of chametz in your house. As the Gemara says, then you mechuyev to make a mechitza that you don't come to eat it. Over here, we're talking about where you don't know if you have chametz in your house. You don't see chametz in your house. And we saw the Rishonim on Beis Amud Aleph, the Rabbeinu Peretz, the Arzaruah say, well, only choyshe shema yava la'achloi. Once there's chametz yaduah to get rid of it, but when you don't know mehechet tesi, you could stretch it. In the Ran, you see that the Ran learns out from there to chametz she'ena yaduah and to choyves b'dika. Step number one, a big chiddush in the Ran. Tainas Reb Shmuel, an interesting taina. Over there, as this din, when you have chametz in your house, it's a kais, there's no bal yirah, what do you do with it? You make a mechitza. As over here also, he tainis, by the soicher, does he have to be mevar the chametz? Or is it enough according to the Ran that he should just be baidik? And if he sees a piece of chametz, he'll just make a mechitza around it. Maybe over here, he doesn't have to be mevar it. Hare, the mugger of the Ran is from the Gemara on Vav Amud Aleph. And the Gemara on Vav Amud Aleph by Chemsa Shalgai, you just make a mechitza. As Efsha over here, you don't have to be mevar the chametz. You look around, if you find chametz, you make a mechitza around it. And you say, oh, zeh, that mechitza. The lashon of the Ran, however, is that over here you mechuyev levar es hachametz. As they dan, sometimes we say dika, we call it beer. But the pashut loshin of the Ran is mashma that over here this taka achiv levar. Aye, the Ran learns it out from chametz shel goy. In chametz shel goy, all it says is asiyas mechitza, yesh lechal. You could say that over there by chametz shel goy, it's a goy's chametz. You can't destroy it because it belongs to the goy. You can't destroy a goy's property. He doesn't have pesach, no chiyuv beer on him. As over there, what did Chazal say you do? Make a mechitza. Leave the chametz, leave it for the goy, and make a mechitza. But over here, when we're talking about a Yiddish chametz, over here, mishum the din of asiyas mechitza, Chazal would say you have a chiyuv levaro. That's lechayra, you see. A betainet Reb David, Reb Shmuel, an interesting nafkamina between the Rebbeinu David and the Ran. When the Seicher is making the bdika, does he have to make a bracha? It says, Lefi the Rebbeinu David, that this is the regular choyves bdika of our Mishnah, as habaydik, sarach shiyavarach, mafurashi gemara, then on choyves bdika, you make a bracha. But if someone has chemsei shel goy in his house, and he has no chemsei shel Yisrael, and he puts a mechitza by the chemsei shel goy, but he doesn't make a bracha. There's no din bracha on making a mechitza. Why? Because it's just the inyan of hasaras takala. It's not a choyves bdika. It's just hasaras takala. It's not a chiyuv. As Tainit Reb Shmuel, it'll come out an interesting nafkamina ledina between the Rabbeinu David and the Ran. According to the Rabbeinu David, the Seicher has to make a bracha on his bedikah. Of according to the Ran, that it's midin asiyas mechitza, just like by asiyas mechitza, you don't make a bracha. Azuadino, it's stam hasaras takala ba'alma. Azuadin over here, you wouldn't make a bracha. Now, Reb Shmuel is a London, a Bar Tifa London, not a Pesik. Of the Maisi said the Chiddush Halacha. Comes out to feed the Ran, it's not Musker in the Pesikim. It's a Chesh Ben Hatzayda. nikhnasis ad kan divrei Reb Shmuel. In the Bir Halacha brings down a din, which l'chayra would be a very interesting nafgamina between the Chedushei Rabbeinu David and the Ran. Another nafgamina, the din. The Gemara is talking about what happens when the maskir was sarif livdai, and the maskir didn't do what he was supposed to. That's what our Gemara is talking about. The Bir Halacha dons the other way around. What happens if the Seicher was supposed to be biting it? And you were masked him on Yom Yud Gimel. And the Seicher didn't do the Dika. As is the Chiyav Chal on the masked. That's the Nidin in the Bir Halacha. Tanya, you rent it out to a young couple, and you realize this young couple is not so makbid on mitzvahs, and they're not doing b'dik in the area you rented out. Is it mutal ala masker to go ahead and do b'dik? Azak, the Bir Halacha brings down a Shulchan Aruch Rav, he's chayav to do b'dik. Because you see in our Gemara that ad kama you don't do b'dik, it's mutal on the other one to do. However, l'chayra, that's only l'fi the Rabbeinu David. Because the Rabbeinu David learns the aside of the Gemara is when one of them doesn't do his chivas chayvas dika, it's chal l'chayvas dika on the other one. Aber l'fi the Ran, that the din dika is because shema yavoi l'ochloi, because there's going to be food, it's midin asiyas mechitza. L'chayra over here, the masker is not going in. As the Olam maybe Otaina, but he should do it for the couple that's in there, whoever's in there. As let's say another nafkamina, let's talk in a little bit different case. What happens if the seicher is not going to be in there? Is now a chalachiv on the masker? Meaning you rented it out on Yom Yud Gimel and the airplane stopped going as they couldn't get a flight into Eretz Yisrael, the Seicher didn't come and you didn't do Bdika. As is the Masker Mechuyev to be Boidik the place. The Chiyev was bigger than Dina Chal on the Seicher. The Seicher's not making it. As over here you can't say there's a Din of Asiyas Mechitza. Because over here, no one's living in the apartment. As there's no chashash of mikshah.
There's a chashash for achar pesach, when the rent ends.
We don't find there's a din asiyas mechitza for chametz la'achar pesach. Interesting ha'ara of l'chayra we don't find yet. I found the chodesh dika, but asiyas mechitza we didn't find.
Who said Rabin David, a chazal m'sakin for chametz Yisrael?
What would be with the other takana of Chametz Beis Yisrael? Over here there was someone coming, just he's not doing it.
Why should that stop my chiyuv from Chametz Beis Yisrael?
Yeshla stop. But either way, Enoch Inami. No, but the Chiddush Ran says like the Rabbeinu David, the Quran over here says different. One second. But the Dolem is tiny. Good, let's just get out the Nafgimin. Yeah. Okay, as a mamish comes out in Afghamina Ladina, what would be the other way? That's L'chayr. As the Bir Halacha just brings down its chayiv. The mamish brings down the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, then paskins its chayiv. L'fi the Ran, Yesh Mokum Lom, Kimen Shechal al HaSeicher, Sulei Paka, Chiyiv's on the Seicher. It's not Chal on the Maskir. And als the din of Asiyas Mechitza, you don't have. L'fi Zer. This over, and I'm definitely not a place if you gotta ask the place game. What happens if you have a chodesh dika, you're going away for Pesach? You're not going away before 30 days, you do dika in your house. But you're not gonna be in your house the whole Pesach. It's very common, Bizman Hazet, especially in certain neighborhoods in America. People just disappear for 7 days of Pesach. does he have to make a machitza on the chemse shel goy that he sold? Usually these kind of people that go away for Pesach, they have a lot of alcohol in their house. And they sell it on Pesach. So if it's l'shita someone not, in their lifestyle, b'vinishvi. When you have people that are going away for Pesach, and they're not getting rid of their heavy alcohol, and heavy alcohol is real chametz. It's mamish made from chametz. It's chametz gomer. Do they have to put up a mechitza on their chametz if they're not going to be there the whole Pesach? The way we're timing now, they shouldn't have to be. Kach is mistaber. But based on not a place it, so in the place. Okay. Toif, as thus is an interesting nafkamina that comes out, but we're timing, we just stretched it a little bit. What would be in the din binin lechitza by chemse shel goy? I know he sells his alcohol to the goy. Does he have to make a mechitza or not? He's not going to be. We're assuming not. Therefore, we're saying that's a nafkamina between the Rabbeinu David and the Rav. Okay, thus is a little bit stretched. Let's come back to the Guf HaSud. As it comes out, we have a big machlekes, the Rabbeinu David and the Ran. What is the Chiyuv on the Seicher? Is the Chiyuv on the Seicher because when the Masker is not doing his Chiyuv, Chazal put the Chiyuv Dika on the Seicher? Or is the Chiyuv on the Seicher even though the Ikra Chiyuv stays on the Masker? But is a din of asiyas mechitza. Din asiyas mechitza, therefore he has to do it nafkamina bracha, yafshan nafkamina the other way around. Okay. That's step number one in the sugya. Step number two in the sugya, the needin in the sugya is mavur, that if it's becheskis bodik, then you don't have to be bodik. As what's the shaila of becheskis bodik? Why is it Becheskis Bodik? As the Gemara on the top of Dalet Amud Beis says, Hakol Chaverim Eitzel Bedikis Chametz. Zog the Rabbeinu David Gishmaketi. Meaning by Talmidei Chachamim. Emes a Talmidei Chachamim. That a makbid on Halacha. Avada it's Becheskis Bodik. There's no Shaila. Avada they did that. What's the Nina over here? By the people that aren't Chaverim. Chaverim are Talmidei Chacham. The Chiddush is, even by people that aren't Talmidei Chachamim, you could be Saimich, they did B'dika. That will be Meichel. Why are Talmidei Chachamim called Chaverim? You think of a lot of names for Talmidei Chachamim. I wouldn't think of Chaverim. Usually they don't work in Chaverim. Yeah. Why are Talmidei Chachamim called Chaverim? As there's a beautiful Pirush of Mishnayos in their mind. He says Talmidei Chachamim are called Chaverim because they are the best friends to have. Talmidei Chachamim are not b'shalom ba'olam. They have the best midas, they act the nicest, they only want the best for you. If you want a good Chaver, Talmud Chacham is the one. That's why they're called Chaverim. You did. Okay, about just Aleph Beis. Talmidei Chacham are called Chaver. What's the Chiddush HaKol Chaver? Frag the Rabbeinu David, he doesn't get it. Why by Bdikis Chametz is HaKol Chaver? Hare by Tevel, we say a Talmud Chacham, it's Becheskas that he's Mafrish Chumis and Maisris. Somebody who's not a Talmud Chacham, it's not Becheskas that he was Mafrish Chumis and Maisris. You can't eat in his house. You definitely can't eat in his store. As, why by Bdikis Chametz, all of a sudden, HaKol Chaverim and there's a Tzad of Becheskis Bodik? Zog the Rabbeinu David, being that it's a mitzvah once a year, everyone gets excited about it. As Memela HaKol Chaverim Eitzel Bdikis Chametz. As there's a Tzad in the Gemara that it's Becheskis Bodik, because something that's all the time people have to do is kashrus, that people are more lenient, but something that's once a year, an annual thing, that even people that aren't Chaverim, you could assume is Chaverim. Efshela Hasber Gemara Boeg Fenacher, we're just saying over Rabbeinu David. As that's the suffix of the Gemara, do you say that Bdikis Chametz is something you could rely on everyone? Akol chaver. Everyone does bdika. Kol tamid elacha. On. Mavur and the Gemara. If there is no cheskes vadik, your mechuyev livda. Frek the Rosh Yosef over here. And the Shara Melech in Hilchos Nikvos, Perek Yud, a very strong question. The Gemara is going to say on the Amid Beis that Dikas Hametz is the Rabbanan, because everyone does bidda. The Klal and Kola Tayrukula is Safik the Rabbanan Lukula. As why do I need a Cheskes Bodik to patter you? Even if there's no Cheskes Bodik. Baba Sofik, did he do Bdika or did he not do Bdika? Sofik de Rabbana Lekule. As why does the Gemara in order to party you have to come on to Cheskas Bodik? There's a Chazoki he did Bdika like the Gemara explains. Hakol Chavei remain until Bdika's Chametz. Everyone's Becheskas, they did Bdika's Chametz. Typically, it's a Sofik in Dina de Rabbana. And the Klal in Kola Teirikule is Sofik de Rabbana Lekule. Thus, Frek, the Reish Yosef, and the Sharamah, and they both answer with the biggest side of the Rishonim. It's brought down from the Rambam in Hilchus Chametz, it's a Perik Yod Halacha Beis. The Rambam paskins, there's a suffix if an animal, an akfer, a mouse, a rat, brought Chametz into your house. The Rambam paskins mi suffik, you have to do bdika. Frek derived, I suffik derabonon kula. Zog the magid mishnah. The Rambam holds bdika is different because bdika ala suffik nitkin. Bdika was nitkin on a suffik. I mean, the whole musik of bdika is a suffik. It's not vaday that there's chametz there. It's suffik if there's chametz. As bdika ala suffik niskina. As we don't say Safik Derabonon Lukula. Because if you're gonna say Safik Derabonon Lukula, you'll never have to be Baidik. It's always a Safik Derabonon you have to be. As Dika ala Safik, you know.
Why can't we say like according to the Ran?
You want to say a different answer?
Yeah.
What do you want to say? That according to the Ran?
According to the Ran, he holds that maybe the reason for Dika is because maybe he didn't do a good bitl. So that's the Dika Daraisa.
But it's only a shash. A shash
the Rabbanan.
And here, about filuachi pashtis and din, it only has.
Or someone did it to a bitl, yeah. Someone did it to their bitl, and then.
You know, Enochanami, we're asking when someone did it.
Okay.
Okay.
It's not. It's not Neskin al Safik.
Must
be the rhyme.
Zagreb Shmuel. This teretz is only lefi the Rabbeinu David. According to the Rabbeinu David, we're talking about the Iker Chayvis Dika. As being that we're talking about the Iker Chayvis Dika. As then you could say, Bdika la Safik Niskina. Oh, but over here, according to the Ran, where it's Midin, Koyfin es Akli. No, Bdika la Safik Niskina by Koyfin es Akli. There's a din by a Chometz Vadek Lechoy. Most tiny Rishmul. This Teretz Lechoy. Va'oid, the Rivet, and other Rishayim do not hold Bdika la Safik Niskina. This Teretz won't work according to everyone.
Is there a difference between
Safik Chometz
and
Safik Yod? Yesh Mokum Lodim on the Teretz of the Shar HaMelech and on the Reish Yosef, that there's a chilek between the suffik over there and the suffik over here. Over there, there's a suffik. Do you have chametz in your bias? Did an akvah bring in chametz? The suffik is the chametz. Do you have to be baidik for the chametz? Over there, we say dikala suffik niskana. Chazal and misakin. Anytime there's suffik, if you have chametz in your house, you do. Over here is a different kind of a suffix. The suffix was, did the guy be voided? It's not a suffix if there was chametz. The suffix is if someone did dik already. That's a different kind of a suffix. You could have said, maybe over here, you don't say bdika ala suffix niskama. That's what he wants to tie up. Yesh makom. Lemaisa, even though Yesh Mokum, you see the Shah Melech, not Machalik, because at the end of the day, the Safik is, do you have Chametz or not? Dikala Safik Niskana. But it is a chiddush. It is a stretch. Yesh lo. You could have been machal. Okay, as that's teretz number one that they get. But it only works lefi chelik of the rishonim. Teretz number two, zok nishar hamelech, that chametz, a place of a mokum shemachnisim by chametz, is becheskas sheyesham chametz. It's a Tosis rid later on Daf Dalet Amid Beis. He brings it down from a Beis Yosef. The Magen Avraham brings it, and a mokum shemachnisim by chametz is a cheskas that there's chametz there. As you say, sofik derabbanon lekula. But if there's a cheskas chametz, then you don't say sofik derabbanon lekula. But oida pam, this is a fi a chelik of the rishonim. The lashon Rashi is meduyik not that way. Rashi says, Umivoylon la chuche hai soiche livdok mi suffik mai. Rashi's meduyik that the needin is when it's a suffik, not because there's a cheskas chametz. Rashi's meduyik that the shaila do you have to be boidik mi suffik? It's a regular suffik. Lemaisa de mechavim beruach kodesham to a rishis that gets the shaila. The Maram Chalavi gets the shaila. However, the Maram Chalavi is not in the beginning of the sukkah over here. It's in the Hemshech of the Gemara on Dalet Amud Beis at the end. The Maram Chalavi answers with a big yusuf. You only say Safik Derabbanan Lekula when it's not Efsher Lesakin Benaka. Of its Efsher Lesakin, as you don't say Safik Derabbanan Lekula. He sushtels it to the din of Yochol Lefure. You don't say Savik Derabbanan Lekula. Because Ovi, you could just make a bdika. Now, you would have thought, because a tircha, it's a big chiddush that you say it, about Kachiz Mavur in the Maram Chalavi, that the he holds that that's called Efshel Asakin, the Nakal, and over there, you don't say Savik Derabbanan Lekula. This reminds us of those of us that were here at the end of last month, that we saw the Ran in Psochim on Daf Kuf Ches Amin Aleph by a Sufik in Dalit Koisis, that why don't we say Sufik Derabbanan Lekula? And the Ran says because it's easy to be Shaisa Koisis. You don't go Lekula by Sufik Derabbanan. It's a similar kind of cloud. It's different. It's the similar idea. We don't always do Sufik Derabbanan Lekula. The Maram Chalavi continues and he says, Hu adin by Svek Svek Yudar Laisa. Habe Yish Lepalpel in his Lekula. And what he's comparing to Svek Svek Yudar Laisa. How about when we're not learning Sufis? There's Hashem Sufis. I'll have to come back. Okay. This is the Maram Chalavi. This is the second big Shaila on the Gemara. Why don't you say Safik Derabbanan Lekula? What's the Cheskas part? Okay, Rashi. As what's the Shaila Ba'arba Osa? The Gemara says the Shaila is that we're holding Ba'arba Osa. What part of Arba Osa are we holding? Holding Arba Asar Balaila or Arba Asar Baboita. Rashi says, Ba Arba Asar Shachris. Mi Machsekinan Lahai Maskil, Vadai Bodhu Emish Kemises Chachamim Oiloi. Zog the Gilian Amashov on Rashi. It's Mavur Rashi Achidish. The only time you have a Cheskes Bodhik is after the whole night goes by. Lemaisa, in the Shilte Giboyrim, in the back of the Gemara, it brings down a rihaz that's choylik on Rashi. That once we're, even in the middle of the night, once we're past the beginning of the night, it's becheskes bodik, and that's how the Choyk Yaakov paskins in Shulchan Aruch. And the Gilyam Marsha says Rashi is meduyik. Not that way. The shaila is, what's the machlekes when you have a cheskis badik? Is the cheskis badik only in the morning, or the cheskis badik is in the beginning of the night again? As Rashi himself, if you're some late, Rashi actually explains himself. Rashi, you have to turn to the Amud Beis to see the explanation. Rashi, Hakol chaverim etzel b'dika, v'afilo am ha'aretz, u'bedaber shu mukhzik chaver, sheloi oval zmanui, ad shosu. Rashi says, the cheskes bodik is, a guy will not leave the zman, ad shosu, until he does it. Meduyik in Rashi, now, father's reason, makdim el ha'mitzis. We try to do mitzis right away. Upon that, we don't say Hakol Chaver, Duk V'Tishka. People are not marked on Tzvi Zimachlina or Mitzvahs. Halavai, we all should be. But you cannot rely on everyone in Klal Yisrael to be Tzvi Zimachlina or Mitzvahs. As when is it Becheskes Vodik? Not everyone's going to do the Bika right away. They're going to be busy taking care of things, doing it. But by the end of the night, everyone's going to do it. They're not going to let the Zman, the Seif Zman, go by without doing it. Aye, so what's shot in the Re'az? The Re'az will learn, like the Rambam that we saw, and the writer that learns the mitzvah dika is not mitchilas alayla vad soifay. This man of dikas chametz is tchilas layla. If you leave it past that, you're ready chas v'shalom adiyevet dikayid. You weren't makayim the takone kiroi. As if the mitzvah is to do it mitchilas layla, as it's not just you have from the beginning of the night till the end, just reason makdimen. This man. The Zman of Dika is Tchilas Alayla. As then Chazaka, no one's going to be Mavatal Takanis Chachamim. Everyone's going to do it in the beginning of the life. As Rashi Lishitasai, that Rashi is Choylik on the Rambam, didn't learn that way. Why? Because the Rambam has a question. If the Dika is Tchilas Alayla, why does the Gemara say you shouldn't learn? Because Shemayim Moshech, Zog the Rambam, Paisachais, the Isser of learning is 30 minutes before the Tchilas Alayla. That's Mishum Shemayim Moshech, you're going to be Mavatal. But Rashi says, when is the Isser to learn from Tchilas Alayla? Rashi Lushita said, there's no din to do Bdika in Tchilas Alayla. So why can't you learn in Tchilas Alayla? As therefore, Rashi Lishitosoy over here learns that it's only Becheskes Bodik in the Gemar of the Laila. So, yeah. Okay. And thus is the Frag the Gemara. Lemay nafkemina, if it's Becheskes Bodik. Leshaile. You should ask him if he did the Bika. What's the problem? You're not sure if he did Dika? Ask him. Frek the Rishonim, if there's a Cheskes Bodik, why do you have to ask him? Why do you have to be Matriach yourself to ask him? It's Becheskes Bodik. You know how hard it is to get a hold of people this mindset? What do you have to ask him for? Why do you have to be Matriach to ask him? There's a Cheskes Bodik. Zog the Ran in our Gemara is a raya to the big chiddush of the Rif and Chulam on the days. The Gemara over there says that someone who shechs a behema, people who shechs a behema, you could assume they're mumchim l'shchita. Because if a person didn't know how to shecht, he wouldn't shecht. As roiv shechtim, a mumsin etzel shchita. Zog the Rif. Oh, but if the shechit is there, you're mechuyev to ask him, because you're not samech on a roiv if it's efshe levar. And that's the famous yisayid of the Rif, a roiv she efshe levurei tzarech levar. As where does the Rif get it from? Under sugya, over here there's a cheskes body. And if it's efshe levar, if he's there, you have to ask him. This is the raya to the shita of the Rif. Oh. Now, if you're going to ask over here, it's Cheskas Bodik. But the Gedev, the Chazaka, is based on a rope. The roif people do it. That's the chazaka. It's not a chazaka de meikar over here. Over here, the ged of the chazaka is doing it to roif mitzuyin etel hashchita apikiyane. As who would then over here? And the Gemara uses the lashon chazaka cheskes body. But the Gemara uses that lashon by roif too sometimes. But over here, the key point is roif people do bdika. The roif are percentages of what people do. Oh. Frek the base Yosef in Tav Lamed Zion Abam Kasha as Im Kain. You should have to check if the behemoth is a trefa. How do you rely on Roy that behemoths are not trefas, and therefore we don't check the trefas? Hooray! By if it's in front of you and you're able to check, you have to check. So until now, who says checking is called Yachol Levure. Of an Argamara, we see that you would have to kilu be baidik. In Argamara, we see you have to be shoyel. Oh, sorry. The Beis Yosef asks that you should have to check. He doesn't hear this thing. I'm sorry. He asks that you should have to check. Why don't you check? That's the thing, and he boys from there that you should have to be boiling. That is the extra step of the Beis Yosef, that he doesn't have a raya from the sugya, but he assumes just like you have to ask, you should have to check also the fish tray, because it's also a double cow. Thus frank the Beis Yosef. As to answer the Beis Yosef, there's a Gevaldik task. If you look at the Ran in Chulin, the Ran over here sends you to the Ran in Chulin. The Ran in Chulin answers the question. The Ran in Chulin says that the only time you have to check is when it's a Mir HaMatzui. But when it's a Mir She'ena Matzui, as then you don't have to check. As by Shechita, it's a Mir HaMatzui, there are people that are not Mumchim B'Shechita, because it's very hard to be a good Sheikhin. As it's a Mir HaMatzui, and by Dikas Chametz, Zog the Ran, it's a Mir HaMatzui of people that aren't boiling. Because it's hard to do Dika. As the things that are hard to do, it's a Mir HaMatzui. Of a Trefais is a Mir She'enoi HaMatzui. As therefore, you don't say the cloud. As this cloud that you have to be Shoyal is only by a Mir HaMatzui, not by a Mir She'enoi HaMatzui. Bitzarich beer, what difference does it make if it's a miyad hamatsu or a miyad she'enoi matsu? So on this, Rav Asher wanted to say the shmaka with the yisoy that Rav Nochum said over from Revolver, his Rebbe Revolver. There's two kinds of roiv. There are times when a roiv makes that there is no suffix. And there are times when their zikr is a suffix, the chaloi suffix is chal, but the roiv is machmiya in the suffix. Bazei, you could explain the ran ba'oifin. When it's a miyat she'enoi matsui, as then there is no suffix that's chal. The roiv says there is no suffix. As if there's no suffix, there's no reason to be shayim. Masha Enkin, when it's a Miyat HaMotsui, as then you can't say the Rav is Mesalik to Safik. It's a Miyat HaMotsui. As over there, Zikr, then you could have a Tzad that you would have to ask, because the Safik is here. If there's a Safik, you could ask. In the Mice, it's very Meduyik in the Mohammed and Chulin and Gimel Amid Beis when he says the Klalim. He says the reason why you have to be shoyel is mishum she'ein haroiv vada, loshen haramban. There's two roivs. Yes, there's a roiv of vadai and a roiv of suffering. The din of yochol lishol is only when it's a suffering. Yeah, Rav Asher said it. Not only he said it in a different sugya, but in the sugya in Kulin, only to yishmaka yisoy. Answer the year. Okay, this is the as the Gemara asks, "Lamai naf gemina l'shayla." the lesser lahai the shule, the truche lahai mai. Meaning is, are we matriach him or not to do the bidika? A little bit meduyik in the Gemara that it's because it's a tircha, therefore we have isah. What's the Gemara stressing the tircha? Meduyik, the meaning is because it's a tircha. Meduyik, you don't know what the beer is. This is the Gemara. I just want to be mashlim one nekuda that we said yesterday. We were handling, according to Tosis, that Tosis is mevuah in the sugya before, that Mesiras HaMafteach helps even if you weren't kind. The Mesiras HaMafteach is mechayev the seicha. We brought the Chedushei Harim Shaila. The Chedushei Harim asks, if you're not kind, why do you have a chiyuv dika? The chametz is not yours, the bayis is not yours. And we said yesterday in Mahalach that because he has the right to be kind of the place, as he shoiled on the place. So Bachar Linder had it very, very nicely yesterday. A very nice Haisafa. The Gemara on the Vava Med Aleph, the Gemara says that a Seicher, it's not called yours in Kolat HaRekuma. That's why by Chametz are you Chayiv. As the Gemara says, being that the lav is bal yumotze, it's not totally if it's yours in chayish and mishpat, it's totally if it's motzi etzlan. And in chametz, it doesn't have to be yours legamri in chayish and mishpat. If it's motzi etzlan, you're already chayim. And that's why a chametz should keep a little bakrayis, you have bal yirah. He wanted to say, lefize, it's much more gishmak the tesis, even though you don't own it in Chayish and Mishpat, but because you have Rishus to move into the place and make it into yours, it's already called the Matzah.